Yen declines have accelerated in recent sessions, with the currency trading back to its lowest level since late April, when it put in a multi-year low against the U.S. dollar. Softer than expected Japan inflation data and a deterioration in PMI reads were enough to fuel the yen declines, especially with U.S. dollar yield differentials still looking attractive and Japanese officials absent with respect to FX weakness comments. We also come into Friday with the pound having taken a hard hit. The BOE left rates on hold as expected, but produced a surprisingly dovish communication by way of a split vote and finally balanced take on the topic of rate cuts. BOE rate cut odds for August have doubled since the decision, now back up to about 60%. On the equity side, a bearish reversal day off record highs could be a concern for risk assets that are already looking extended. Fed communications have been more hawkish than investors would like to see, and if this continues to be the case, it could really open the door for a bigger pullback in stocks. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK retail sales, public borrowing, and PMI reads, Eurozone PMI reads, Canada retail sales and producer prices, and U.S. manufacturing PMI data and existing home sales. That's all for now.